Ground-penetrating radar is a new tool for farmers to measure subsurface water content. It's quick and doesn't disturb the soil. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry. Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Ground-penetrating radar, or GPR, is a tool used to find stuff buried underground and the amount of moisture in the soil. The technology is getting better, and new ways to use it are being tested. John Algio is a graduate student at Rutgers University. He's studying how to make ground-penetrating radar better for measuring soil moisture and improving new methodologies to determine water content over large areas.
We looked at it in natural field settings to basically give radar operators a way to map water content in scenarios where normally they wouldn't be able to use GPR to do so. Water content is obviously important for agricultural operations and also important for studying climate change, since water content is a big control on how carbon transfers between the subsurface and the atmosphere.
It's very fast. Some setups have wheels so you can drag the unit across lines of a field in a day. Water can be detected anywhere from 4 inches to 3 feet below the surface, depending on the frequency of the radar wave. It can even be measured in heavy clay soil, where radar normally isn't helpful. Algio says this technology will allow farmers to optimize their water usage.
In some parts of the country, there are pretty significant restrictions on water usage. So to be able to understand where a farm site needs more irrigation versus less irrigation so that you can use your water resources more efficiently is going to be an especially important thing moving forward.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about Algio's ground-penetrating radar study at agriculture.com.